The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 23rd day of December 2010. Why does that date? Oh, that's right. There's only one more shopping day till Christmas. There is a YouTube video that's out there. If you tolerate this, and I'm going to play this thing. It's about 4 minutes long. And once it's posted, Stephen, if you're monitoring the broadcast today, webmaster, I'll be sending this over to you. And the montage pictures and whatever, it's about the banks. And I'll tell you what, I saw some stuff in this thing that I did not see on any news service out there. I mean, it was some guy during the riots over there in England when they were trying to burn down the Bank of England, I guess it was, or smash its windows. Somebody was standing there with this huge sign that said, "Jump, you effers." And then the cops were ringing the building, and somebody had spray-painted about the IMF being, you know, get out of the IMF. I mean, it just, people all over this planet are railing against the identifiable problem, and that is the money masters. And I find that to be rather refreshing, because I was, you know, how many times have you had this experience trying to talk to somebody and they go, I don't have time for your conspiracy crap. Well, I've been telling them for 20 years, watch out for the banks. They are not your friends. We're going to do something a little bit different today on the program. No scheduled guest. Of course, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. And, Dan, is there anybody doing programming tomorrow? Okay, no programming tomorrow. I'm sorry?
There's one show. RJ's going to be live tomorrow.
Who is?
RJ Hender.
Oh. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. RJ Hender's going to do a program tomorrow. And then everybody else is taking off for Christmas. And you know what? I thought about that long and hard. And who wants to listen to radio broadcasts that are going to be telling you the end of the world on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? At least live, anyhow. There is enough pain and misery, all self-inflicted, ladies and gentlemen, all self-inflicted. The Greatest Gift for All, a piece, and Paul Craig Roberts, he's a good man. He's getting up there. But he wrote something really, really good. And I want to share that with you. It's not too long at all. So what we're going to do today on the program, as, like I said, it'll be a little bit different. You are going to be able to give out your Christmas wishes to yourself, to your family, to the rest of the world, to your neighbors. We're just going to open up the phone lines. You're going to unfettered. I'm not going to ask you what you want to talk about. Just get up, give your message out. And that's our Christmas gift, giving you an opportunity to speak to other fine people. I like the idea. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
The greatest gift of all, Christmas is a time of traditions. If you found time in a rush before Christmas to decorate a tree, are sharing a relatively new tradition. Although the good old Tannenbaum Christmas tree has ancient roots, at the beginning of the 20th century, only 1 in 5 families put up a tree. It was 1920 before the tree became the hallmark of the season. Calvin Coolidge was the first president to light a national Christmas tree on the White House lawn. Gifts are another shared custom. The tradition comes from the wise men, or the three kings who brought gifts to baby Jesus. When I was a kid, gifts were more modest than they are now, but even the people were complaining about the commercialization of Christmas. We have grown accustomed to the commercialization. Christmas sales are the backbone of many businesses. Gift-giving causes us to remember others and to take time from our harried lives to give them thought. The decorations and the gifts of Christmas are one of our connections to Christian culture that has held Western civilization together for 2,000 years. In our culture, the individual counts. This permits an individual person to put his or her foot down, to take a stand on principle, to become a reformer, and to take on injustice. Now, this empowerment of the individual is unique to Western civilization. It has made the individual citizen equal in rights to all other citizens, protected from tyrannical government by the rule of law and free speech. These achievements are the products of centuries of struggle, but they all flow from the teaching that God so values the individual soul that he sent his son to die so we might live. So elevating the individual, Christianity gave him a voice. Now, formerly, only those with power had a voice. But in Western civilization, people with integrity have a voice. So do people with a sense of justice, of honor, of duty, of fair play. Reformers can reform, investors can invest, and entrepreneurs can create commercial enterprise, new products, new occupations, so on. The result was a land of opportunity. The United States attracted immigrants who shared our values and reflected them in their own lives. Our culture was absorbed by a diverse people who became one. In recent decades, we've begun losing sight of the historic achievement that empowered the individual. The religious, legal, and political roots of this great achievement are no longer reverently taught in high schools, colleges, and universities. The voices that reach us through the millennia and connect us to a culture are being silenced by political correctness. Prayer has been driven from schools, Christian religious symbols from public life. Diversity is becoming the consuming value and is dismantling this culture. There is plenty of room for cultural diversity in the world, but not within a single country. A Tower of Babel has no culture. A person cannot be a Christian one day, a pagan the next, and a Muslim the day after. A hodgepodge of cultural and religious values provides no basis for law, except the raw power of the pre-Christian past. Now, all Americans have a huge stake in Christianity. Whether or not we are individually believers in Christ, we are beneficiaries of the moral doctrine that has curbed power and protected the weak. Power is the horse ridden by evil. And in the 20th century, the horse was ridden real hard. 100 million people were exterminated by socialists, by Soviets, by Chinese communists, simply because they were members of a race, class, that had been demonized by intellectuals and political authority. Power that is secularized and cut free of civilizing traditions is not limited by moral and religious scruples. Lenin made this clear when he defined the meaning of his dictatorship as unlimited power resting directly on force, but not limited by anything. Christianity's emphasis on the worth of the individual makes such power as Lenin claimed unthinkable. But we, religious, or be we not, our celebration of Christ's birthday celebrates a religion that made us masters of our souls and of our political life on earth. Such as a religion as this is worth holding, and is worth holding on to even by atheist. If you can tolerate this, this is a doggone good song. Like I said, I'm going to have this posted on the website. You can look at this and share it with your friends.
Well, violence begets violence, you know, and if you run around wild, you get smacked, and that's it, you know, that's the laws of the universe. And they've got all the weapons, they've got all the money, and they know how to fight violence because they've been doing it for thousands of years, suppressing us. And the only thing they don't know about is non-violence and humor.
The future teaches you to be alone, the present to be afraid of cold. So if I count you rabbits, then I count you fascists. Bullets fly our brain today, but we'll forget it all again. Monuments put from pen to paper turns me into a godless wonder. Children will be next. And if you tolerate this,
police van was left in the middle of the road so that the police could tow it away and show the whole public, look what vandals these people are. People learned a lot. So the message that goes out from last Wednesday is very clear. We are no longer that post-ideological generation. We are no longer that generation that doesn't care. We are no longer that generation that's prepared to sit back and take whatever they give us. We are now the generation at the heart of the fight.
I mean, this is ludicrous. Are you aware of how much money they borrow? Just their banks alone have borrowed 80% of their gross national product. There's no way they'll ever pay this off. And it's going to cripple the Irish economy for years to come. Better, it's making it worse. So ultimately, the euro is weakened, the whole European Union is weakened, and ultimately it all falls apart.
What we're seeing is the emergence of a global banking cartel and all these banks consolidating into one super bank. And of course the IMF is now over in Ireland raping the poor people there, imposing austerity measures because the IMF is bankrupt. The IMF needs the $20 billion in Ireland's balance sheet. They need the pension assets that have been built up by the Irish people.
Tolerate this. Mm-mm-mm. In case people miss this, y'all are out there breathing, I can hear you. Nothing. 800-313-9443. Give you about 15 seconds to put out your own Christmas message. What do you want to say? What do you want to say? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Evil people need to stop doing evil things. Good people need to stop evil people from doing bad things. What is your message? 800-313-9443. I don't have any scheduled guests today. I'm not going to sit and read you a pile of bad news. I could do that. Most assuredly. But would it be just the newest, latest, greatest bad news? I think this is a time of year for a little reflection, giving thanks for what we may have left. And if we have anything left, we better have a chest full of hope. Because without that, you don't have the energy, desire, nothing to do anything. So you've got to maintain that. All right. Well, no takers? Plug in a rerun. I'm out of here. ...are bad. Watch out for this year. So the FDIC... may fail in the United States. But don't worry. The economy is up. Revised figures, 2.5% over the old figures of 2%. Looks like we're on a recovery. The information and what we're seeing, the information is juxtaposed and it's heading in opposite directions. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Back. Bob, you've written extensively here in your November 20th newsletter, your Saturday newsletter, a little thing called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Now, we'll give you an acronym for that. It's called the SCO. And when you spend an amount of time writing about a particular subject, I know there's a lot of fire, I see the smoke, but you usually have something cooking there in the background. What is this SCO, and why is this so important?
Well, they're members of BRIC nations, and we've got China, Russia, India, and don't ask me who the fourth one was, I forgot. And there's two observers. One of them is Iran, and the other one I mentioned, and I can't remember the name of it. And what they're doing is economically cooperating. There's very little that goes on that's political in any way. They just want to cooperate with each other, and they want to move markets is what they're up to. And that's okay. Everybody else does the same thing. And I think they are going to have a great impact especially in the gold markets. We've even seen Venezuela, which is certainly not a prosperous place in spite of their oil. It's a poorly run country, unfortunately. And they've been gold buyers. Mexico has. And Brazil has been a buyer. And India has been a large buyer. And the demand that has come out of Russia for about the last year, which has been enough to take every offering that the IMF has made into the open market, which they said they'd never do. They did anyway to suppress prices. And every time they put it up, Russia buys it. They've increased their gold purchases this year by 131 tons. It was interesting. I can remember that, and I can't remember the other country. But anyway, 131 tons. China, the individuals as well as government, is buying gold hand over fist, and silver as well, but mostly gold. And this program put together by Max Kaiser to crush Morgan by buying silver, I think it's having a lot of effect, and we'll see here between now and the end of the year just how powerful it is. But the result is any physical buying is going to make Morgan and HSBC have to do more shorting, which is really the last thing in the world they want to do. And if people start asking for delivery, they got a problem because they're not going to be able to deliver. And then they've got these five cases hanging over their head, one of which is RICO. And that's going to go on for the next couple of years. That's really bad news for the general market and bad news for Morgan. This could take Morgan under. It could certainly take HSBC under, which is not in the best of shape. And they're both still holding a lot of toxic paper, collateralized debt obligations. And so we're getting what you might call a little assist. But at the same time, the U.S. government is in the market, shorting gold and silver naked, and the shares as well. And I mentioned earlier in the program that you have this tremendous shorting in everything. And once the market goes down, it'll go down probably pretty quickly.
You were writing about the QE2 and the QE3. Now, a lot of Bernanke's got a lot of bad press because I think everybody with a half a brain can figure out that the government just printing money and putting that into circulation historically, and there's no way to stop it. The more money you put in circulation, the more you're going to have inflation. This is why the Fed was always okay as official policy with the Federal Reserve of, well, we can have 5% unemployment in this country. This is acceptable. If we have full unemployment, that means there's too much money chasing too few goods, and then you'll have your inflationary cycle kick up. The QE2 and possibly a QE3, they're doing this gradually. They're hoping that with all of the information and all the buzz about the Fed and Tim Geithner and the government and the economy, people are going to lose sight of what is actually going on here. And let's make people understand that, you know, we have lost, in your newsletter, you put this in here, due to this globalization process, forget the economy. 8.5 million jobs and 432 businesses over 10 years. We've lost that to free trade. This has nothing to do with the current economic crisis we're dealing with right now, the joblessness. These were jobs that were intentionally shipped out of country. What do people pay when they get paychecks? Well, they pay taxes. That means they have money to buy product and put it, hopefully, back in our economy. We'll take this break, continue with this discussion right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bank closures, Bob Chapman. They scaled back a little bit. Initial reports were 900 banks. I think we came down to the new normal. The new sanity level, I think it's 860-plus banks. Who's going to... If banks fail, then that means that there is a problem on their books. They've got a little balancing act going on, and that's not working out. They've got a lot of crap on their books. This is why they're failing. So who is going to ride into the rescue to save 860 banks? They're not going to try to save them. They're going to let them fail. But who's going to buy up the good assets and leave the bad ones go for us to pay for?
Well, that's pretty easy. The owners of the Federal Reserve will be first in line. Morgan, Goldman, Citi, etc. And the garbage will be given to the FDIC, and they will sell it off for what they can get. And the losses will be handed to the American taxpayer. The same situation we have with Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA. We're talking probably $10 trillion. It's just a throwaway, but it's an enormous amount of money. And that's really what they're up to. They think they've saved Wall Street and banking, and now they're going to save the U.S. Treasury. And I don't think $600 billion is going to be enough. I think they're going to need something closer to perhaps what they spent last year, officially now, $1.7 trillion, probably $2 trillion. And there'll probably be a few programs coming out of Congress that might spend some money, but it's not going to be much. And, you know, all these people who are economists and analysts and politicians and in business who have their 2 cents worth, the bottom line is this. You either fund QE2 to $2.5 trillion and QE3 to $2.5 trillion, or the game's over. Deep, dark pit, it's called. That's where you're headed. And all these people say, we've got to have austerity and so on and so forth. Well, we do. But nobody ever talks about the price. The price is enormous. I mean, we just saw a 50% haircut in the value of the wealth or equity in homes. That's stupendous.
50% drop in the equity of the homes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from 13.5 to just under 7 trillion. I get the figures in tomorrow's issue. I just did them, you know, in the last couple of days. And, you know, capacity utilization is terrible. 72 point something, up from a low of 68. Unemployment is not getting any better. It's getting worse. There is no recovery. Trying to tell us inflation's 1.6%.
Yeah.
They must think we're a bunch of cretins. Well, and it's the same old, same old.
You know what I run?
You know, lie, cheat, and steal.
Yeah. What I find most fascinating, and if you look at the underlying things, like just take, you know, you mentioned one home builder then. You know, we got K&M Homes, I guess they're called. We've got big builders out there. And under the capitalist rule, and this has nothing to do with free market, capitalist rule is more or less using debt money, creating credit lines. We saw what happened. There were buyers of homes that obviously weren't qualified to buy homes, but that was a smaller portion of the problem. But what I really see is an underlying problem with capitalism. You've got to continue to expand. And the housing industry in this country, I never understood this, Bob. It really doesn't have that much to do with demand as it does with presenting the public with an option of moving out of your five-year-old housing development and moving into the brand new one. You know, I see this as more or less a scourge. This is not demand-based housing that people are taking advantage of and making some money off of, building homes that people really want. They just continue to pump them out like little, I don't know, little Lego parts. And here we're sitting with a wash in this stuff, 2.5% down from last month on existing homes. Now, they can't get rid of the ones that they've got, let alone think about building new ones. Have you ever given that much thought of what drives some of these markets and when they slow down, the calamity that surrounds it?
Well, it shows you that this demand system, after a fashion, doesn't work. That's why they have the cycles they have. And the solution is a more level approach and not overbuilding or overproducing. I mean, we're seeing in a command economy in China, massive overproduction. And they still got 30 million people unemployed. And they got 1.4 billion people to worry about. And they've been forbidding people to have more than one child for, I don't know, 60 years. Can you imagine what China would be like if they hadn't had that program? Not that I agree with the program, but the point is they had it.
Right.
And so, you know, in the final analysis, free enterprise and free markets work with protectionist measures. You have to have them. Because of the difference in the standard of living in countries. today the standard of living in Europe is higher than it is in the United States. It's higher in Canada. You're not going to believe this, but it's higher in Mexico and in Brazil and in Argentina. I mean, the U.S. has got some serious, serious problems. And the major one, which you mentioned earlier, is the free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. It's decimated America, and I wrote an article in 1967 on it, and even the people who I knew who were conservative, they couldn't believe me. They said, it just cannot be that way. And it is that way. They have deliberately destroyed the American economy. And so you come back to, how do you make it work? Well, you don't allow the fractional banking system to function at 9 times underlying assets or more. You make it 3.5 or 4%. And then you have a more level economy. I mean, look what we've ended up with here. And it's going to get worse. 22.58% real unemployment. I mean, that's some really big numbers. And let's go back, and I have this in the forecaster. Let's go back to the height of the Depression. Today, U3 is 9.6%. In 1933, it was 25.2%. That's what they talk about. But U6, which is 17% right now, was 37.6% in the 1930s. And if you extract the birth-death ratio, which is the birth of companies and the death of companies, you find today's unemployment at 22.625%. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you may not like to hear this, but we've got a long way to go on the downside. Companies right now are decimating middle management. These are people from 35 to 60 years old who are making, say, $50,000 a year as a manager of something. They're firing them all. Firing them. There's no jobs for them. What are they going to do? I mean, either their families are going to have to take care of them, or they're going to be marauding through the streets looking for food and a place to crash and so on and so forth. This termination of extended unemployment on, and this is, you know, the figures since the beginning of the year till now, of the people who ran out of extended unemployment benefits, you're not going to believe this, it's 3 million. And now they're shutting it off at the end of this month for others. Another 2 million are going to hit the streets. I mean, is this cannon fodder for revolution? Huh? I think it is.
You know, there was a lot of talk, and we'll open up the phone lines here in a couple of minutes, so get your dialing fingers ready, folks. 800-313-9443. You had mentioned on this program before about companies hoarding cash, and I saw even the market shows talking about companies hoarding cash. Well, I got a first-hand experience in a very odd way. A couple of years ago, I put up a fence in my backyard, vinyl, you know, not a cheap vinyl at that, but lifetime guarantee. Oh, it sounds pretty good. Lifetime guarantee if the stuff ever cracks or fades or blows away in a windstorm. Well, I had a tree limb that fell and bashed one of these 6-foot panels. So what do? You call the company up that installed your fence, say, hey, I need a new, okay, no problem. Well, they sent me the section of the fence. It was the wrong color. They sent me a brown. I wanted gray. And I said, well, you guys sent the wrong one. Oh, well, we're sorry. We'll pick that one up. And oh, wait a minute. None of our suppliers, we've discontinued that. And none of our suppliers have it. I'm going, wait a minute. So let me understand something. How? That's like me buying a General Motors car. Maybe not the best analogy, but buying a General Motors car that's under warranty, 5 year, 50,000, whatever. I show up a year from now and I need parts for it. And you're telling me that, well, we no longer carry those parts. But it's still under warranty. Oh, well, yeah, it is. But we don't have the parts to fix it. So I'm faced with a situation that I can't match the panel to the rest of the fence. And I said, folks, what am I going to do about this? I said, I know why this happened. This wasn't one of your bigger sellers, but you discontinued the contract. The inventory's gone. How did you think you were going to make good on your lifetime guarantee on your fences if you have no replacement parts? And I said, what this is about is you went with your better selling brands, canceled the contracts and the other, ran out your inventory, and now you got a problem. You got a customer in your face right now asking you, how in the hell can't you see that if you've got a lifetime warranty on a fence, and here's the bottom line to it. You got to have the replacement parts in stock. You people are not willing to make the cash outlay. For you right now, that's dead money sitting on a shelf. That's inventory that you don't know when it's going to move, so therefore we're going to save money within the company. And I'll tell you the name of the company. It's Lowe's. The manager looked at me yesterday and he says, I don't know what to tell you. I said, I know what I'm going to tell you, and if you tell me otherwise, I'm going to hire an attorney. I said, I'm going to get a free fence out of this, probably with a mismatching panel, but you can't honor your guarantee unless you want to come out and rip that fence out and put a brand new color in and give me another lifetime guarantee. They're stuck. But in an odd sort of way, I started to understand what you were saying about companies hoarding cash, not making the outlays for inventory, not servicing their customers because they're so unsure of the markets, they don't know what's going to transpire next week and next month to their sales.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And your take on it is perfect because it's deliberate. And they're trying to make all ends meet for their own survival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're laying off all these people. I mean, some of the stores you go in, you could fire a cannon through it.
Oh, my God.
Not hit anybody.
Oh, they can't even hear it.
Not that there's not some people in the store. I'm talking about the employees, and you pick out a couple of shirts or something, and you go over the counter to pay for them, and there's nobody there. And you start wandering around the store, and finally you run into an employee, and you say, well, I want to buy these two shirts, but what do I do? There's nobody there to take it where it was. Oh, I'll take them for you. And then you start to talk to the lady or the gentleman, and they say, well, to tell you the truth, I'm the only one on the whole floor. They fired everybody else.
You know, funny,
it's not funny, that's the way it is.
Well, and a couple of weeks ago, I had another experience here. I was trying to buy some replacement glasses for a glass set that I bought. They have outlets here in Texas called Garden Ridge. And it's just like a big bazaar for trinkets and pots and throw rugs and toilet covers and whatever else. I go into the place. I cannot find anybody, and it had to be a 30,000 square foot plus store, and I'm literally walking around the whole thing looking for somebody that looks like they work there. There were only two people on the floor, and I said to him, I said, what is the deal? I said, we're coming up on holidays here. You people don't have anybody on the floor. What? And the guy looked at me, and he said, yeah. He says, a new company took over a couple of years ago, and they fired 70% of the employees. And I said, did anybody notice that this is retail sales and people need help on the retail, that customers need assistance sometimes in purchasing? He looked at me and he said, there's nothing I can do about that. 70%. They fired 70% of the employees right off the bat. So companies out there are not hiring. All this crap that you're hearing about stimulus is not for what you think it is. Joe Biden and Barack Obama traveled to a Chrysler plant today. having the cheering crowds applauding Mr., you know, Biden and his great speech. Well, these bailouts are not helping the job situation, nor are they, because these companies will not hire people because their sales are down. And they're going to, as you said, Bob, this is going to be a very torturous, long played out scenario. I mean, there's not going to be a big uplift next year, folks. If you remember what happened during the Depression, yeah, the markets crashed in 29, got really slammed in 32 and 33, but guess what happened in 37? There was another dip in the Depression. So, this is not good, and the people that are at the highest levels of this government are not being honest. They cannot be honest with the American people. They're trapped, and they know it. So they're going to continue to tell you fairy tales and fibs and outright lies. And by the way, QE3 is on the way. We'll take your calls after this break.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and
Extended break there. Had a little personal business to do. Terry in California, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Hello, John. Mr. Chapman. Great to talk to you. I talked to you last year, have been laid off from an IT job. I've been spending this last year working at a major defense contractor here in Sacramento, California, and made some pretty good money, except not as much as I made before, but it kept me gainfully employed. I just spent about a month in Europe, namely Russia Federation, and have some observations that I'm kind of scratching my head on. They seem to be on a full cash economy. They don't even know what a checkbook or a credit card is anywhere you go. Every bank I see has two exchange rates posted in big LED displays, dollars and euros. They seem to be buying a lot of American products, namely big ticket items like Chevys and Fords. They seem to, in many respects, be just as modern as we are. The only thing I can say bad about them is their sidewalks. The streets are pretty good. Sidewalks look like they've been cluster bombs, but anyway. my question is, I don't see them as a threat to the United States. They seem to be buying our products. Their economy seems to be booming compared to ours. They actually have people on the streets with flyers of all the jobs that they have demand for. In other words, employers are seeking out employees to hire for these jobs. Their pay scale is substantially lower than ours out of Moscow, but other than that, they seem to be fairly stable. From what I understand, Putin is... I don't trust the guy. I know what he is and where he came from. But on the other hand, they don't seem to have a national debt. And they're in a cash economy, and they seem to be booming. And the United States is going into the tank. And, you know, I'm a manufacturing engineer by training, and I've been working in IT just to make ends meet for the last 10 years. And now I'm stuck with maybe defense jobs. That's it. I've done a lot to dig in as far as what James Rawls's books indicate. I read them several times, cover to cover. He's got a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse.
Yeah, good book. Thank you for turning me on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, I guess, where does Russia fit into all of this? What's happening? Are they going to be the last man standing, or while the United States and Western and Central European countries go down the drain? Or I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
Well, they got a lot of natural resources, which is certainly an advantage. And Russia, China has some too, but they don't have oil to any great extent. And Russia has, and China for that matter, have kept themselves out of harm's way. They haven't gotten involved in anything unless they were forced to. And China seems to be more belligerent than Russia is. And Russia's not belligerent at all.
All right, Hang on, we're at the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Gold. The next...